Jiva Goswami is explaining that the nature of the jivas, the jivatmas, you and I, they are sat, chit, and anant. So oftentimes you say, oh, Krishna is Ishra, Parama, Krishna, Sachit, Ananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarvakarana, Karanam, Govinda, Manipurusham, Tamaham, Bhajami. This is one of the verses from the Brahma Samhita, that Krishna is Sachit, Ananda, Vigraha. So we think, oh, Krishna is Sachit, Ananda, I am Sachit, Ananda. But Krishna is relishing unlimited, unending, eternal, unlimited spiritual bliss of the highest dimension, inconceivable length and depth, and unlimited. And Jiva Goswami says in Sundarbhas, the Chidatmika, the Chidananda Atmika, it's called Chit, Chidananda Atmika, Chit, Ananda Atmika, the Chit, the Ananda, the Jiva, he says the bliss or the happiness quality of the Jiva, Ananda means happiness or joy, that quality is so minute and atomic that it's just all, our happiness is only the removal of misery. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada himself defined it that way. So this is the ultimate extent that we can get happiness. So that is our anand. So our anand is niranand. It's nothing. Like Prabhupada often says that we are achit, asat. He said the material energy is achit, asat, and niranand. It means there's no bliss in the material energy, and it's not eternal, it's temporary, and there's no real consciousness, it's inert. But we are conscious. We are conscious particles of individual consciousness. Part of Krishna. Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that all the jivas are particles of consciousness floating in the Brahma Jyoti of Vishnu. So the jivas, we are here, and we can, if Krishna, every single thing is controlled. The entire Bhagavad Gita says everything is being done by the modes of nature. Krishna gives the inspiration. Krishna gives the prerana, inspiration. He gives the energy to be bad, the inspiration to be bad, the inspiration to be good. So it's all Krishna's. But we're the one, we enjoy or suffer. As much as we're attached to this material body, we enjoy or suffer whatever Krishna arranges for us. Because Krishna's doing it all. So you say, so a devotee, like he was saying earlier, that devotee left, said that, you know, Krishna's inspiring me to serve him. So we just have to give out that independent thing. Oh, what's my free will? Oh, I want to serve Krishna this way. Krishna's giving us that idea to serve him that way. When you trace it back to Krishna, that's really what the meaning is, dasana dasana. Das, the servant, the master says, jump, you jump. The master says, sit, you sit. The servant, and this is the actual nature, the identity of the jiva, has no independence at all. Where's the independence? We're controlled by time. We're controlled by our body, by our impulses, by everything that makes us up, our psyche, our mind, our emotions. There's no, the jiva only becomes independent by the mercy of Krishna. When Krishna instills or deposits or places his love in the heart of the jiva, then the jiva gets the power. Power of prema, pure spiritual love. And with that spiritual love, we can actually control Krishna. You can say, Krishna, brush my hair. Krishna, I'm hungry. All the cowboys are hungry, and there's nice fruits in the Taliban. Can't you go there and get those fruits? Oh, there's a big demon there, Dhenakasura. No, no, we don't. You're there. You're our friend. We're asking you. It's our love. Oh, yes, yes, I'll go. So there, in that kingdom, Krishna is fully controlled by love. And here in the material world, Krishna, and that love is himself. So Krishna is love, and his prema he instills in all of his devotees, and then that prema controls him. So even prema is bigger than Krishna. And that's why Radharani is one of his 25 qualities that she is, because prema vashibhut. Prema vashibhut. Vashi means control, and bhut means personality. So prema controls a person. So her 25th quality of Radharani, she fully controls Krishna by her prema. So Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm a puppet. Radhikara prema guru ami shishya nat. Nat. Radharani is my guru. She's a guru because she's full of mahabhav, full of prema. She's making me dance like a puppet. Raise my arm this way, raise my hand this way. She makes me smile, she makes me frown, she makes me cry, she makes me laugh. She makes me dance, she makes me walk. So this is Radharani, who is the embodiment of the perfection and unlimited expression of Krishna's ultimate prema, which is the Mahabhav in Radharani's heart. In other words, Krishna fills Radharani with his love, but then Radharani, her own individuality, she manifests and flourishes that love in such an inconceivable way, even to Krishna, who is the origin of the love, of course, is eternal, that he becomes mystified by that expression of the prema that's him. He's the prema. Ladini is one of his shaktis. Ladini shakti means prema, bliss. And he manifests that in a form of Radharani, and then she becomes the embodiment of that, of Krishna's prema, and then she enhances it, makes it even more attractive and more sweet and relishable, so much so that he becomes mystified. What is this prema? I am the origin of this prema. But now, in Radharani's form of Radharani, prema Surupini Radhara, Mahabhava Surupini Radha, I am completely, I can't understand what a happiness she's experiencing, and what is the extent of her love. I have to find out. So Lord Krishna becomes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means Krishna, Rasraj. I mean, Prabhu means the master, the Lord. It's Krishna, the Prabhu, the master, the Supreme Lord, with the Maha of Radharani, the Mahabhav. The Mahabhav of Radharani mixed in the Prabhu. Because first Shakti, then Shaktiman. First Sita, then Ram. First Lakshmi, then Narayan. First Radha, then Krishna. First devotee, then Krishna. Devotee comes first. Krishna puts him bhakti in the heart. Now devotion comes. Now when devotion comes, becomes pure, then Krishna comes. First comes the devotee, then comes Krishna. Krishna gives the bhakti, we become a devotee. Our bhakti becomes pure and full of prema, then Krishna comes. So Shakti, Shaktiman. So this is the situation that Mahaprabhu, first comes the Mahabhava, and then the Prabhu. So Krishna coming in the form of Gauranga is Sakshat Sri Krishna himself, with the Kanti, the effulgence, the Ujjwala, that brilliant golden effulgence of Radharani's Mahabhava. Because each type of love in the spiritual world radiates a different color. There's reddish gold and whitish gold and all different colors. So the Mahabhava is called Ujjwala. Ujjwala. Unat Ujjwala Bhav. This is what Lord Chaitanya came to distribute to the Jivas through the teachings of the Goswamis and through the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Adi Lila, Anarpita Triam Chet, Karanaya Vatirna Kulo, Unat Ujjwala Rasam. Unat Ujjwala Rasam means that fantastic Mahabhava and sweet Madhurya Prema of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. Gauranga has come to give this to the Jivas. The Jivas have no sthairati. They have no love. They have no interest in God. Mm-hmm. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, take it. You don't have it. How can I give it to you if you have it already? We recite this prayer. Namo maha varanyaya Krishna prema pridhayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne gurujase nama. Everybody knows this prayer. It's in every songbook. Namo maha varanyaya. Varanya. Varanya. Varanya means magnanimous, kind, generous, charitable. But Maha, you're so charitable that you give us the prema in your own heart, and the prema in your heart, the personification of the prema in your heart is none other than Srimati Radharani. And she is the embodiment of Unnat Ujjwala Mahabhav Ras, this Divyonmad. Unmad means Divyonmad. Unmad Ujjwala Prema. He's come to give this to the Jivas. Prema. I've come to give prema. We don't have prema. If we're fortunate, somebody gives it to us and we become Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And then if we become Gaudiya Vaishnavas and we miss the Madhurya Bhav and we miss the Gopi Bhav and we miss Radharani, we miss the whole gift of Lord Chaitanya. What's the purpose of Lord Chaitanya? He didn't come to give Sakya Ras and Dasya Ras. He came to give the Gopis. He came to give the Mahabhav and the service of Radharani. It's everywhere. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Goswami's books, 10th Canto Bhagavatam, Brahma Gita, everywhere. This is the conclusion.